I wanted to talk to you about some things. I had an implant in my head once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that's not what I wanted to talk to you about. There's another aspect of it that I've been listening to the show since 95,
mm-hmm.
and I've always wanted to hear somebody talk about this because I've always felt like I was the only one out there. But I've never heard anybody talk about it, so I figured I would talk about it.
Okay, what is it?
Well, while this implant was still in my head, you know, prior to it coming out, I had these black triangles that would follow me.
Yeah.
They looked like, you know, the stealth airplane.
Okay.
Except they were very smaller, and they would hover about, they wouldn't hover, they would, they were about 30 feet to 17 feet off the ground, and they would just go by me.
And silent?
Very silent.
Yeah.
And only reason why I caught them is, first, I like to look at the stars a lot, so I'm always looking up, and, a couple of times I caught them that way. I caught them five times, and three times I had people with me. Two times the people saw them, one time they didn't. But you could hear the wind going over the wings, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's, you know, that's how we caught them.
How did you get the implant taken out of your head?
Well, it's kind of funny. I thought it was a zit, so I just kind of sat there and I played with it.
And it popped right out?
No, it wasn't easy. I thought it was like a deep zit, you know, one that was way down there, deep, and it needed to be forced to the top. And before it came out, what happened was my ear swelled up to like three times the size, and I thought I'd really done some damage to my head.
Oh man!
I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And it formed a a head on the cyst, and I popped it. And when I was pushing the pus and blood out.
Oh, great radio conversation.
Well, you asked.
I'm glad we're not sitting down to a nice dinner.
It's late at night, man. Anyways, this thing came out of my head, you know, and...
what did it look like?
It looked like the back of an earring, and...
And how long do you think it was in your head?
Well, that's a good question. You know,
I mean, because, you know, especially with these helicopters following you, I mean, something's going on. Dr. Roger Lear is still working on finding out what was in this. I don't know if you heard the show a few months ago, but he conducted an operation and he took a little wire-looking device out of a woman's face. And I got to tell you, I was a witness to that operation, and this thing did not want to come out. Every time the surgeon who was with Lear would go to get it, it would move. I mean, it was uncanny. Tom Danheiser, who answers part of the calls, was a witness with me too, and he saw this. And it was just amazing how this device kept just moving around. Well, Roger Lear is still trying to get that device tested. He still has no idea what it is yet, and... we're just waiting for him to get back with us. But in your particular case, who knows how long you had that device in your head? And this is one of the first times I've heard that somebody actually removed it themselves.